Her mother and father had met at an NCO club in Fort Knox, Kentucky, and from there got to know each other and began to date and developed a relationship. She does not know the whole story or extent of them falling in love, or the details. But what she does know is that after a short time when she was born, that they got married. She was her mother's third child and first and only girl. She had two older brothers that my mother had previously met her father. Her father was in the military. He served in the Army branch and was stationed in Fort Campbell, Kentucky when he met and began a relationship with and married her mother. Her mother was from Louisville, Kentucky, born and raised by her mother that had not always been a single mother, but had become a single mother through divorce. She believes that when her mother met her father and married him, that he gave her hope and way out from under her own mother. She believes that her grandmother was not happy that her mother married her father, and by her mother going against her own mother's wishes, it was like her she became the black sheep, the outcast of her own family. Her mother wanted to give herself a chance, and her children a chance to grow up with love and a family unit in a two-parent home. Someone had to be the one to step up and stand up to break a generational curse. When it comes to her maternal side, there was so division from hurt, pain, unforgiveness, and holds of grudges. She doesn't believe that her mother's family was always that way, but something very traumatic happened that changed them all forever. But that's a whole another story and mystery, and that's not what this book is about.